WOTUS, or the Waters of the United States, guides which resources fall under the Federal Clean Water Act. But as written, the EPA would narrow the law's enforcement, with estimates suggesting that 80% of the nation's wetlands could be at risk.
I think it's a big picture concern for everyone, really. Most tribes who want clean water or the ability to make sure that water is usable are probably going to write in opposition to kind of what the rule stands for.
Daniel Cordalis is Diné and runs the nonprofit Tribal Water Institute. While tribes can regulate waters on their reservations, they lack jurisdiction elsewhere.
Tribes can't look to the EPA anymore. I mean, arguably, federal governments have to protect these tribal resources, but who's going to do that?
Some states are stepping up, like Colorado, New Mexico, and Arizona.
That we're coordinating with our neighbors, tribes or states or country on our southern border to make sure that we each know what each other is doing.
Trevor Bagori is the Water Quality Division Director at the Arizona Department of Environmental Quality.
Hopefully, this new rule will add some clarity as long as they are able to provide scientific tools to help us determine what's regulated and what's not.
For National Native News, I'm Gabriel Pietrazio.